Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You got to tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Woo! Don't do it without me. Me, come on, help me say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it. You gotta tell him for yourself. You gotta tell him for yourself.
Say
Bishop Paul S. Martin. Amen. What a beautiful song. Amen. How many just want to be not in the land of left out? Hey, wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo, Jesus. Don't do it without me. Whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Amen. That means you got to be positioned. You got to always be focused. Hallelujah, because you know not the hour of the day. Amen. We have to always be ready to move when God says move. Amen. Such a beautiful, beautiful song, and it's such a honor to pay tribute to the man of God as they're here in the city of New Orleans. Amen. And they are honoring Bishop Paul S. Martin as he's retiring from the prelate of the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship. Amen. And they're holding their national convention here in the city of New Orleans. And I tell you, we have been blessed to hear some powerful words coming from the Lord through the psalmists and even the speakers that they've had beginning on yesterday morning. Amen. So God is just blessing his people. The Bible also say, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of what? Double honor. Double honor. That's what the Bible says. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. Hallelujah. And that means something. We don't know the sacrifices that leaders make for the good of the flock. Every decision that's made is not made according to their own mind, according to their will and their purpose. But some decisions are made, hallelujah, on behalf of the overall good of the flock. Hallelujah. The Lord said that he would give us pastors according to his own heart. So if God said that he would give us pastors according to his own heart, then that means that they're going to be led of God and not of themselves. That's the way it should be. But we know that it's not always that way. Amen. He said he would give us pastors according to his own heart. What are you saying? What are you saying, Lord? If you're going to give us pastors, you've already declared and decreed it in Jeremiah 3:15, and I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with what? Knowledge and understanding. What are you saying to the people? Hallelujah. I could just take that scripture right there and work it. Glory to God. Amen. But before we get into this segment, we just want to say praise ye the Lord to each and every one of you, to all of our radio listeners, those that may be listening by way of internet, and those of you that may, amen, call in on the line, and even those of you that may go back in your spare time and listen to our messages in our archives, we say praise ye the Lord. truly, this is a platform that I don't take for granted. This is a platform that I am serious about. Amen. Because anytime you have a platform and you're able to impart wisdom and knowledge to the people of God, we should always be serious. We should always be humble. We should always be delighted that God has shown us so much favor to impart to us something as great as this. Amen. So I don't take it lightly. I take this assignment seriously. Amen. And even today, I see Pat Bishop-elect Lott on the line, first one on the line. Even this morning, got some bad news with one of my cousins that I've been close to for numerous of years, that they have terminal cancer. But I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Amen. And that just did something to my spirit today. And I really felt like canceling the broadcast today. But you know what? I said, Lord, God, I got to go on. In spite of what's going on around me, I have to still be sincere. I still have to be faithful to the assignment that God has on my life. Amen. So we greet each and every one of you all in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. I don't know if Bishop Lott is in a position today to I'll speak to the people of God, but I'm going to open up his line and see where he is, if he's able to say a word or two to us. I didn't know who was going to be on the line. Amen. We don't have a scheduled speaker today, and I'm just going to speak what the Lord has put in my spirit. Amen. So, Bishop Lott, God bless you, man of God. Okay. His phone may be on mute. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, we're going to continue on. Amen, amen. I greet you again, as I say, in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We are continuing with our topic this week, mandated to evangelize. And as I begin to study a little bit right before the broadcast, hallelujah, God put something in my spirit. Amen, and I'm going to fold with how the Lord put it in my spirit, mandated to evangelize. Amen, and as I begin to look at this particular topic today, amen, I begin to think about evangelizing. Amen, and to evangelize, you have to be bold enough to speak God's word. You have to be bold enough to declare and decree. You have to be bold enough to say what thus says the Lord. Amen. And sometimes you find people that are shy and people that just not comfortable with having one-on-one conversations with others. Amen. But I'm going to just open up with the word of prayer before we get right on into what God wants us to say today. And I won't hold you long. I promise you that. Amen. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this 17th day of July in the year of 2015. Lord God, we just came to tell you thank you today. Lord God, we're asking you to touch in a mighty way today, God. Lord God, touch these lips of clay. Let us speak with just what does say the Lord and not what we want to say. But, Lord, we want you to touch these lips where we can speak only what you would have us to speak today. Somebody out there needs an encouraging word. Somebody needs to know that they have been mandated to evangelize. Somebody needs to know that we are living epistles, read of all men. Somebody need to know that we are the witnesses that you have in the earth. Somebody need to know that they can make it. Somebody need to know that, God, you are God that never forget. You are God that remembers when others forget. Oh, God, somebody need to know that you're still merciful, that you're still gracious. Oh, God, that you're still loving, that you're still kind, that you have our best interests at heart. Somebody need to know that you are our Savior. Somebody need to know that you're obligated to him, Lord. You're obligated to provide. You're obligated to make a way. You're obligated, Lord, hallelujah, to do miracle signs in and wonders. You're obligated to us, Lord God. Oh, God, because one thing about it, your word is true. Ah, and you can't lie, God. You're a God that'll never lie. You're a God that'll never fail, God. Oh, God, and we praise you for that today. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us an opportunity to share this gospel. We're thankful, Lord God, that you've given us an opportunity to be in the land of the living. Lord, and for that we say thank you. For that we say thank you, God. Now, God, speak what only you would have me to speak out of my mouth today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. We want to just invite your attention quickly. Hallelujah. And as I was looking over some passages of scripture, amen, I went to the book of Acts. The book of Acts, and as you know, many of us, you know, we preach out of the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Many of us don't even want to venture over into the New Testament. Amen. We just want to tell the stories of old. Amen. But Jesus Christ, when he came on the scene, amen, we begin to live in another dispensation. We are now in the dispensation of grace. And Jesus Christ brought in that dispensation. Amen. And as I begin to look, hallelujah, I just want to encourage somebody today to let you know that we all have been mandated. We all have been mandated to evangelize. What are you saying, Sister Benoit? We all have been mandated to tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. We all have been mandated to witness and to share our testimony with others. It's a mandate on our lives. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, after you have been converted, we owe it to ourselves. We owe it to our brothers and our sisters to go back and reach somebody, to go back and tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Amen. And as I begin to read, amen, we're going to read a little bit into your hearing. We want to go to the book of Acts. Hallelujah. We're going to visit the book of Acts, Haya no Moshaya. We're going to go to Acts chapter 18 first. Glory to God. And we just want to read a little bit. We're talking about evangelizing. We're talking about speaking God's word. Hallelujah. We're talking about being a witness for the Lord. We're going to read in Acts chapter 18. We're going to start at verse 24. Amen, amen. In this particular scripture, this particular text is dealing, amen, with a man, amen, named Apollos. But let's just read a little bit before we just get into everything, amen. We want to go to Acts chapter 18, and we're going to skip around a little bit today, and then we're going to have you out of here because I'm, again, I have an engagement a little bit later, and I want to make sure that I'm there early, amen, amen. So we're going to go to Acts chapter 18, verse 24, and we're going to read into hearings verse 24 through 26. And it says, and a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in scripture. Listen at what the text is saying. He said this man was born at Alexandria and he was an eloquent man and he was mighty in the scriptures and he came to Ephesus. This man was also instructed in the way of the Lord. And being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. Now, I just want to digress for a little while. Amen. Because, you know, today we're living in the 21st century. We're living in a modern century. We're living in a century where we have word churches. We're living in a century where people just speaking what they want to speak. Amen. There's no longer any prerequisites for being saved. Amen. They're telling us to confess with our mouth and believe with our heart, and that's it. But I'm here to share with you today that it's more to it than that. Amen. The Bible says, except a man be born again, they cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. So it's more than just confessing with your mouth. It's more than just believing in your heart. Oh, God, we're going to justify this thing today. And he said, this man, this Jew, that was named Apollos. He was well versed in the scriptures, and he was instructed in the way of the Lord. And being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, and home went Aquila and Priscilla, also some evangelists, also some a husband and wife team here. Home when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? Even though Apollos was equipped, even though the Bible said he was mighty in the scripture, there were still some things that he hadn't been taught. Ah, God, help me today. There were still some things that he had not been taught. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? I'm saying to you today, I don't care how skilled and how eloquent you are in your speech. I don't care what seminary you have been to. I don't care who you have sat up under. There's some things that you still may not know. Oh, glory to God. Let's continue on. We're going now to Acts chapter 19. We're going to cross on over. Hallelujah. We're going to cross on over. Hallelujah, to Acts chapter 19, and we're going to be read a little bit. We're starting at the first chapter. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believe? Now, we just heard that Apollos was well versed in the scripture. Amen. But guess what? He only knew about John's baptism. But Aquila and Priscilla pulled him aside and opened up his understanding and gave him some more wisdom and some more knowledge that it wasn't just about John's baptism, but now, oh God, help me today, Jesus. We're at verse 2. And Paul said unto them, have ye received? We're talking about the Apostle Paul. Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? We want to go out and preach. We want to go out and teach, but we don't have no power. Amen. How are you going to be mandated to evangelize without power? Oh, God, help me today. He said unto them, this is Paul talking now to some more disciples. He said, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? Some of them, glory to God, only knew of John's baptism. They hadn't even been baptized with the Holy Ghost yet. And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. That's what's happening in the churches today. Oh God. They're telling us to confess with our heart and believe. Confess with our mouth and believe with our heart that Jesus was raised from the dead and you're saved. Where's more to it than that? Listen at what the Apostle Paul telling the other certain disciples. They didn't name them. They said, and finding, let me go back. Slow down, Atria, because God wants you to teach this thing. Verse 19, we're at Acts chapter 19, verse 1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples. He found certain disciples, and he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. They don't even know if there's a Holy Ghost today. Why? Because we're afraid to tell people they they need to speak in another language. We're afraid to tell people that they need some power. But I'm here to serve you. Notice today, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can't live holy. If you haven't received the gift of the Holy Ghost, it's just a matter of time before you're divert. Before you'll go back, God, you have to have some power. You got to have some restraint. Hey, glory to God. If I didn't have the Holy Ghost on Tuesday, amen, I may have went off. The people in the clinic may have found out who I really was, who I used to be. Amen. Because I felt something rising in my spirit. When you're disrespectful and you're rude, amen, you might encounter anything. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us to obey the law of the land. Amen, amen. But when folks act like heathens, amen, guess what? You can treat them like a heathen. Oh, glory to God. You don't let nobody just disrespect you and be rude and nasty and ugly. Hallelujah. But I had to use some restraint, Bishop Elect. I couldn't go hood on the woman. I couldn't go hood in a public place. I had to refrain from that. But this flesh, see, this flesh ain't no good. The Bible tells me that all flesh is the same. Flesh is last grass. Amen. It's the same. You may think your grass, the grass, your neighbor grass, look greener on the other side. But I'm here to serve you. Notice when you're going to look at the, when you cross over into their yards, you're going to find out that grass is not as green as you thought it was. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? Amen. We have to search the scriptures. The Bible tells us we search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. We have to do more than confess with our heart. We have to do more than believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. It's more to it than that. Amen. Nobody's talking about the Holy Ghost, but in this book of Acts, hallelujah, Paul said, I'm going to read it again, because I may not go any further. This may be as far as I could go. It says in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 19, I got to keep doing this the way the Lord is leading me. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost? Now, can we all agree that the word of God ain't going to change? He's not going to change it because your name is Adrian. He's not going to change it because your name is Freddie. He's not going to change it because you're Bishop Elect. His word is forever settled in heaven. He said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? Why aren't we telling people that they need baptism? I know we in the 21st century. I know we won't rush things. I know we got programs that we have to do. I know we got offerings that we have to take. Oh, baby, but you better go back to the word of God. You better be clear on your assignment. He said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? Remember that John was a forerunner. He was the one paving the way for Jesus. How many forerunners do we have out here? How many are paving the way for your families to come in? How many are paving the way for your neighbors to come in? How many are paving the way, for your schoolmates to come in? How many are paving the way for your brothers and sisters in Christ? How many are paving the way? Glory to God. How many forerunners do we have out here today? I'm talking about mandated to evangelize, mandated to what? Tell the truth, mandated to be honest, mandated to share your life experience, mandated to be a witness. witness, mandated to tell him that if he did it for me, the same God I'm serving, he'll do it for you. Because guess what? He has no respect of persons. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? This is the Apostle Paul. We all know that he was the apostle for the Gentiles. Hallelujah. If it had not been for him, if it had not been for the Jews rejecting Jesus, we wouldn't have come into this thing. We was considered as dogs. He said, and they said unto John's baptism. But listen at what verse 4 says. Then said Paul, John barely baptized with the baptism of repentance. John was telling you all to repent, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him. John was telling them to repent, but he was saying to them that guess what? There's one greater than I am coming. I don't have time to turn all these scriptures, but he said one that's coming behind me that's greater. All I'm doing is opening up the door. You know, we're in this conference this week, amen, and there's people that come up and they open up the service. They're going to open up with prayer. They're going to have devotion. They're going to read a scripture. Then the praise team going to come on. After the praise team come on, then they may have a choir come on to sing a song. They're opening up. They're the opening act. Oh, but guess what? They're not the main speaker. They're not the guest speaker. Hallelujah. How about when you're going to these restaurants? You know, when you go to one of these fine restaurants, hallelujah, they don't serve you like they serve you in Burger King or McDonald's. They got a set order. Hallelujah. How many know that God has an order? God has a set order. Guess what? And when we deviate from God's order, we're in trouble. Glory to God. Glory to God. So this is the scenario that's happening. John said, I'm the forerunner. But there's one coming behind me. There's one coming behind me that shoes I'm not even worthy to tie. I'm not even worthy to be associated, to be even named in the same category with this one that's coming after me. Hallelujah. He said, Paul said, John barely baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, listen, people of God, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's why we won't go into the New Testament, because we don't want to baptize folks in Jesus' name. Glory to God. We don't want to go into the book of Acts. That's a book that many preachers and teachers, they skip right over. But I'm here to tell you, the Acts of the Apostles was real. Jesus began his ministry. Oh, glory to God. Jesus began his ministry, amen, by what? Choosing disciples. How many disciples do we have out here today? Well, if you're a disciple, guess what? You ought to have been mandated to evangelize. That's what they did. Oh, glory to God. Let me finish reading this and I'm going to let y'all go. Oh, glory. Anybody sign on later, they better get it later. Go on the archives, I'm going to be out of here. They said, when I'm at verse 5. I'm in Acts chapter 19. Verse 5 says, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, folks are scared of hands being laid on them. Oh, but I'm here to tell you, glory to God, hallelujah, you can lay hands and somebody will receive their healing. You can lay hands and somebody will receive their sight. You can lay hands and the power that's in you will transfer over to them. And when Paul, I'm at verse 6, weeks. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues. And guess what? They not only spoke with tongues. These are the certain disciples. The Bible don't give us their names. They say Paul came and he saw certain disciples. They didn't say who they were. No names in this chapter. And they said they spake with tongues. And guess what? They prophesied. Folks don't even want to believe that God can give you a word of prophecy. That don't make you a prophet. That don't make you a prophetess. I don't, hallelujah, call myself a prophetess. Because guess what? Amen, it's a price you got to pay for that office. But when the Lord leads me to give somebody a word, I'm going to say what does say the Lord. That don't make me a prophet. Glory to God. My grandson, Bentley, God can put a word in his mouth to prophesy to me. And I might say, oh, you're a little prophet. No, God just had used him at that hour. God can use you at that hour to say whatever he wants you to say. That don't make you a prophet. Because God has given you a word to give to somebody. And then the next day, hallelujah, you put a prophet on your flyer. Well, it's a price you gotta pay. It's a process that you have to go through. Glory to God. We want all these titles. Hallelujah. But we don't want to get out here and evangelize. We don't want to get out here and work. We want something given to us on a silver platter. But it ain't going to happen in this life, baby. It said, hallelujah, when Paul laid his hands upon them. He laid hands on them. You can lay hands on somebody and they'll receive the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost came on them and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when divers was hardened, let me skip over to that. I don't want to go into all of that. Let's skip down to verse 10. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia, listen at what it's saying. We're talking about mandated to evangelize. So that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. Everybody going to hear about this word. And verse 11 said, and God wrought special miracles. Do you know special miracles could be wrought by your hand? If you're doing what God have called you to do. Oh, glory to God. God can wrought some special miracles by you. Yes, your family might not receive you. The Bible tells me that a prophet receives no honor in his home. I don't expect my family to honor me. I don't expect my children even to honor me. Glory to God. Why? Because the Bible tells me a prophet receives no honor in his home. But God wrought special miracles by the hands of the apostle. So that, listen at verse 12, and I'm going to close on this one. All y'all that signed on later, go back in the archives, baby. Hallelujah. I didn't know what God, you know what I'm going to shout y'all. Hallelujah. What God wanted to say today. Glory to God, but he took me to this, and I have to continue. Oh, glory to God. Verse 12 say, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them. So guess what? By the hands of Paul, miracles were performed. Glory to God. This man took handkerchiefs and aprons. The Bible even talk about Peter. Peter's shadow. The apostles had so much power. Glory to God. That How many of us can have, how many of us today have that testimony that your shadow will impact somebody's life? Glory to God. You know you can be so anointed and so illuminated till you walk in the room and the atmosphere has to shift. The atmosphere has to change. Why? Because Adrian's in here. Hallelujah. The daughter of God. I am in the room. Amen. And I have the ability to decree, declare, command, demand. I have the ability to lay hands. I have the ability to speak a word. Ah, glory to God. And when I speak it, God will uphold it. Huh? Why? Because I'm one of his chosen vessels. Not that you're not. Not that you're, I'm not saying you're not. But I'm telling you who I am. And that's what we have to, that's what we have to do today. The day that we're living in, you got to know who you are. You got to know who you're serving. Hallelujah. If you don't get nobody to follow you, if you don't get nobody to say an encouraging word to you, you have to know who you are. Who are you? If you don't know who you are, how are you going to go out and be effective in your evangelism? How are you going to share this word and you don't even know who you are? There have some people out there. Didn't we just read about Apollos? He was, the Bible testified how he was versed in the scripture, but Aquila and Priscilla had to pull him aside and explain to him a little bit deeper. Glory to God. Nobody has it all, baby. I don't care how gifted you are to preach. I don't care how gifted you are to teach. You ain't got it all. Because if God removes his spirit, if he moves his spirit off you, you'll become just like one of the little regular fellas. Glory to God. The Bible says so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them. Do you know you can go into the hospital, into the AIDS ward, and do you know you can lay hands on them, and it's according to their faith? Hallelujah. But your faith can cause God to wrought some miracles. Uh-huh. And the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Listen, I'm going to finish up. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, devil worshippers, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preaches. Ah, what? And there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know. See, these spirits will talk back to you. This was an evil spirit answered and told those seven sons of Sceva, Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, but who are ye? Ah, even though it was an evil spirit, it was speaking the truth. Do you know God can cause you to speak? I don't even have time to go there. But God, one of the angels stood before the Lord and said, Lord, let me go. When David was fighting Ramoth Gilead, he said, let me go. He said, I'll be a lion spirit in the mouth of your prophets. I'll be a lion spirit. Uh-huh. And the Lord said, okay, well, I'm going to let you go. But that was already ordained of God. You can't do this. Okay? So the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know. That's what these people out in the highways and the edges going to tell you. They're going to say, Jesus, I know. And Paul, I know. But who are you? And if you don't know who you are, please don't go out. Know who you are. Speak the word. That's all you have to do. Speak the word. Decree and declare. Command. Be bold like the Apostle Paul. Ha, you know, no more. Call on spirits out. So they said, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. But guess what? They wanted to duplicate what they saw at the hands of the apostles. But you can't duplicate the anointing. You can't duplicate the Holy Ghost. You can't duplicate this power. Either you got it or you don't. Simple as that. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. Either you got it or you don't. One way or the other, you have it or you don't. I'm done. Mandated to evangelize. Why aren't we sharing the full gospel? That's what they're in a fellowship this week, the conference this week. Full gospel. Bishop Martin is retiring from presiding over that organization. Full gospel. Well, if it's the full gospel, then guess what? Give me the full gospel. Don't give me nothing watered down. Don't give me nothing half-baked. Give me the full gospel. Tell me, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to gain eternal life? Don't tell me to believe with my heart and confess with my heart. Come on. Let me go right there. Hold on, y'all. Hold on 1 second. Can I just go there? Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus, and I promise you, I'm done. We don't have but a few people on the line today, and it's all good. It's all good. That means I could sign off early. Hallelujah. I didn't even have it in me. The goal is for today. But turn quickly to Romans chapter 10. And this is the scripture. This is what this is the only scripture some of them use for eternal life. Romans chapter 10. Glory to God. Romans chapter 10, I'm going to read this one verse. And this is the verse that we tell people. If they quote this, they saved. Well, if that's the case, then we can live any kind of way we want every day and we save. If we confess this every day, then guess what? We saved. We ain't got to do nothing else. My Lord, if that was it, then shoot, I wouldn't have to suffer all the things that I've gone through. I could have quoted this scripture every day of my life and walked in this scripture, and I wouldn't have had to go through any tests, no trials, no tribulations, hallelujah, no afflictions, nobody lying on me, nobody scheming on me, nobody plotting to bring harm upon me. Come on now. This is what this scripture says, Romans 10 and 9. And all scripture was written for our learning. But it's more to it than this, baby. Verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So you mean to tell me all I have to do is confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead and I'm saved? That's all I need to do? Wow. So you mean to tell me I can go and drink me a Bloody Mary? I can go and boogaloo? I can fornicate? I can lie, I can rob, I can steal, I can murder, but long as I confess this, I'm saved? The devil is a lie. The truth ain't in him. Not so. We got to go a little bit further. Mandated to evangelize. Can't get away from this subject. I'm done. I'm about to sign on over here. Bishop-elect Lott, God bless you. Hallelujah. I'm done. All right. Bishop Lott may just be listening in. Glory to God. I'm going. Aya no Moshaya. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I see Brother Freddie on the line. I don't know if you want to say anything, but I'm done. That's it. Hallelujah. Got somebody on the chat room. God bless you all. That's it. We're going to sign on off in a minute. Brother Freddie, God bless you. Good to see you on the line. Did you have a comment or anything you'd like to say? You're welcome to do so.
That was very powerful what you was teaching. You know, that's the honest truth. You know, you know, it's more than that. Just saying, you know, the far as believing in Jesus, you know, and you know, speak the word and say from your heart, you're right. It's more than that. So you're telling the honest truth.
Mm.
That's all I wanted to say. That's a fact.
Wow, if it was just think if we only had to live by that. Many of
everybody
us, we
saved.
Would be in a, everybody saved.
You're right.
But we can still.
If it was that easy, you're right.
Everybody saved. And then we can we can hate our brothers. We can stab them in their back. We can kill them.
You can do anything you want.
What
you have to do is say that.
What would this world be like if that's all it was? We would certainly be men most miserable. So thank you. Appreciate you tuning in. Amen. I see Bishop Elect Lot on the line. Maybe he's just listening in. So we're going to just go on. I'm glad to get off a little early. I didn't know how the Lord was going to bless, but I knew I had to fulfill this assignment. This is an assignment, and I take it seriously. So I certainly had to come on this line today and speak with the Lord, put in my spirit to speak. We're still talking about mandated to evangelize. So God bless
everybody
you all.
Appreciate you.
Amen, amen. Didn't see a lot of people, didn't see a lot of callers on the line today. Maybe they had full gospel the conference here in the city of New Orleans. We thank God for you. We won't be back on the line until Tuesday. Amen. So we pray that you all have a beautiful weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And before we dismiss, I'd just like to offer up a word of prayer for my cousin. His name is Preston Singleton. I want you all to call out his name. Amen. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I bring my cousin before you right now, God. Lord God, you say it in your word that we were healed by your stripes. We are healed, God. We send your word right now to Macon, Georgia right now. And Lord God, wherever he's housed right now, God, Lord God, I'm first of all, I'm asking you to touch his mind, God. Keep him with a sound mind, God, where he can call on you, where he can declare and decree that he will live and not die. Lord God, we asking you to raise him up, God, where he can be a living testimony. Amen. Where he can share this testimony with somebody else. God, we're going to believe the report of the Lord. We're not going to believe the report of the doctor. We're going to believe the report of the Lord. So, Lord, I'm asking you to send your angels right now, your healing angels, God. God, touch his body right now from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Touch his liver, God. Touch every organ, God. Touch his lungs, God, in the name of Jesus, and let them align up according to your will, God, according to your purpose, God. God, we asking you these blessings. God, and we believe in you, God, because we know there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible to you, God. You're a God that can't lie. You're a God that'll never leave or forsake us, God. You're a God that'll come in when we think we're on our last leg, God. You'll give us some more legs, God. We thank you, God, for being a healer. We thank you for being a deliverer. We thank you for being a mind regulator today, God. For we know that we can't do nothing in and of ourselves. Without you, God, we would fail. Without you, God, we would be men more. most miserable, God. Hallelujah. And all of those, God, that have lost loved ones around this country, God. We send a special prayer for them, God. Wrap your arms around them, Lord. Those that are in prison today, God. We asking you to set the captives free. You may not release them, God, but release them in their spirit. Release them in their mind, God. I send your angels right now to encamp around my son Jamar, God, in Angola, Louisiana, and all those men that are there. Encamp your angels around them, God. Give them a mind, God. Give them a mind to repent. Give them a mind to seek you, Lord God, while you may be found, God. God, and I ask you to go to Old Orleans Parish Prison. I have a grandson there, God. Oh, God, let this be a lesson for him, God. Let this be a lesson for him, God, that he'll never get in trouble a day in his life again. God, I bless you for him right now. Go to the hospitals right now. Go to the nursing homes right now, God. Go to the rehabilitation centers. God, and touch those people. Those that have addictions. Those that have diseases, those that have ailments in their body, God, you're able to heal, God. You're able to set free, God. God, go to Dublin, California, visit my sister Danielle and all of those women in Dublin, California. And even, God, I send a special prayer right now, God, for the 46 people that President Obama granted clemency to. God, I ask that you mend those hearts, God. Mend those families, God, that haven't seen their loved ones in years and years and years, God. Let them have a beautiful reunion, God. Oh, God, and teach them what there is to know about family. Teach them how to be good stewards. Teach them how to be good mothers and good fathers, God. Teach them how to be law-abiding citizens, God. Teach them, Lord God, how to go out there and prove the critics wrong, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, God. Dispatch your angels right now to Bishop-elect Lot. Touch him today, God. Touch his family today, God. And all of our radio listeners, God. We asking you, Lord God, to look down upon them, God. Those that are here in the city for this conference, Bishop Paul Martin and his wife, Deborah Martin, and all of those leaders, all that have gathered and converged on this city, God. We asking you to shield and protect them, God. Let them go through the French quarters and through the different eating establishments and the museums and everything that New Orleans has to offer, Lord God. Let them have a peace and safe time here in this city, God. We thank you, Lord God. We appreciate you. I ask for prayer for Brother Freddie, God. Bless him and his family, God. Oh, God, give him the strength, God. Hallelujah, to denounce everything that's not like you. Hallelujah, give him the strength, God, to put those things behind him. Glory to God, you told us to call those things that's not as though they are, God. God, you told us to look unto the hills from whence cometh our help. For we know that all of our help come from Lord. All of our help come from you, God. God, I thank you for my cousin Caridia, the Singleton family. I'm asking you to comfort them right now. Give them a mind to come together and pray, God. God, don't let them have no woe is me spirit. God, remember Preston's daughters and his sons, God. God, make ways for them to get here. Yeah, and those that have to get airline tickets, God. Give them favor, God, where they're able to be there and be there to assist their father in his time of need, God. We bless you. Remember my mother, God. Continue to strengthen her, God. Continue to touch her body, God. In the name of Jesus, every organ, every tissue, every red cell, every blood cell, every kidney, God. You know no more, Shia. God, I'm asking you to regulate, God. You know the most shy. Y'all regulate it, God. God, like nobody else can do but you. God, and we'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. in Jesus' mighty name. Remember my grandchildren, God. Hallelujah. My great grandchildren, God. Remember this community as a whole, God. God, remember our president, God. Continue to deal with him, God. And whereas he let 46 people, he granted 46 clemency, God, we asking you to double that number in the next 3 months, Lord. Let him be diligent, God, and every those 10,000, 20,000 federal inmates that he going to have mercy on, God. Hallelujah, that each and every one of them that he granted clemency to, that they won't make him ashamed, God, that they won't make him regret putting his pen on the paper, putting his signature on the paper. God, we're looking for my sister to be in that next number. I'm asking each and every one of you that can to call Danielle's name out, where she'll be in that next number. Hallelujah, we believe in you, God. After 22 years, God, you're going to set up free. We believe that. And we're standing on it. Remember our attorneys, God, Attorney Jerry Mooney and Attorney Sam Shelton, God. Remember them, God. God, give them favor for what they've done in Danielle's situation. Give them favor, God. Remember my siblings, God. Remember my aunt and my uncles, my nieces, my nephews, my extended family. Remember Rodney Bolton, the big God. Ah, God, and remember, hallelujah, his son's mother, God. Ah, bless you for him today, God. Remember Dr. Evans, God. Go to Texas right now and touch his body. Ah, God, I praise you today. I give you glory and I give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I'm going to close out with Smoking Awful. Singing, dear God, God bless you all. Have a beautiful weekend. Be safe. Tell somebody. Tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Ah, you know the most. Let this song minister to you. Dear God. Dear God.
Feels so good to make it this far.
This far.
This is a beautiful song. Let it minister.
And I didn't think I could take it. So long. There were days I wanted to quit. Not that sure it is, but I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much, I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. And all the moments Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the moments I thought I failed, I was reminded of your nail. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. Oh, and for the moment, God, I know you kept me.
God bless you all. We love you. Have a beautiful weekend.